Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as He is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in His Word that He would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I am your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
Doing great, bro.
Praise the Lord. And also with us, as always, is the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
You know, we are really excited about today's show because today's show, Tony, is all about what? No, not on the X-Files, but it is going to be on conspiracies, okay? Now, when I say that, I think a lot of people can hear that and think we're going to talk about a lot of conspiracy theories that are crazy, or maybe how we don't believe in conspiracy theories, or we do believe in all these conspiracies. And a lot of people say that because we put out, you know, they sold their souls to rock and roll. That was the video that I watched that I came to the Lord through. And we recently had someone kind of take what Joe was teaching on I believe, a Wednesday night, and think that what he was saying is that there's no conspiracies happening, because we like to be very, very serious about the information that we put out. We look it up, we research as best we can, and we try to say, hey, we believe this is true because X, Y, and Z. We don't want to simply grasp at straws. And so I think there's a lot of times where people will do that, and instead of me getting into it really deep, Joe, I have to ask you, because you were asked this, do you not think that there are any conspiracies going on in the world?
Oh, well, yeah. No, the gentleman, he was very nice about it. He's a big supporter of the ministry and so forth. And I heard most of his deal. I was right in the middle of meetings and stuff, but they played a little bit for me. And it was, I think, most of what he said. And he was just saying, hey, you know, I've got so many of your things through the years. I know you've taught me so much. He goes, I've learned about a lot of these conspiracy type things through you, but in one of your messages you had mentioned it's not as though there's, you know, guys sitting in a room making a conspiracy. Well, it was about a specific subject I was talking about, and I had a specific thing in mind, and I was talking about school shooters. And a lot of people believe that these school shootings are like a lot of the, you know, the red flag deals, that they're all conspiracies, they're not really happening, it's all to take away our guns. And because I was talking about a spiritual war, and I was talking about there's a lot of spiritual undercurrents in the culture of death that we live in that are encouraging kids toward violence. Many things I'd even mention. I mean, there's a big, which we'll do some shows on this later, I'm sure, connection now between marijuana and the intensity of marijuana, the potency, and schizophrenia and violence and hearing voices and all kinds of things that go along with that. And I didn't even get into that, but there's all kinds of things that are happening that and there's a spiritual war. That's pharmakeia. That's mentioned in the end times. One of the things that Satan will use at the end of the age, and he's already using it quite rapidly. It's basically driving people, you know, I'm not saying everybody smokes a joint's going to go insane, but biblically, you're supposed to be sober-minded, and smoking a joint does not allow you to be sober-minded. So it's unbiblical. However, it also, there's connections to open it up to the demonic world. And we've got a lot of evidence of this, and we're going to get into that at some time. But I always point out, not even that, I always point out many of the things, whether it's video games, whether it's, you know, the glorification of death, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, the movies, and, you know, whether it's white supremacy. There's all kinds of Darwinism. We saw that with many of the shooters, you know. There's a lot of influences where the culture itself is spiritually bankrupt, and we're creating a bunch of monsters. And we need to realize that. And so I want it to be a practical message, too, that we'd watch in our own households. What kind of children are we bringing up? Are we allowing the culture to raise them? Are we training them up in Jesus, you know? So that was the point, was because I think one of the things I had in mind was the Sandy Hook massacre. That's when, you know, 20, I think, I don't know how many adults, but 20 children, little kids, were gunned down by a guy named Adam Lanza, who was just demonic. And there were a bunch of conspiracy theories that came out. One of the popular ones was that didn't, you know, it happened, but it was the U.S. government did the whole thing so you could take away our guns. Another one was Alex Jones floated this one. He stated that it didn't even happen. It was just fake, you know? Mm. Didn't even really happen. Those kids...
Caskets are empty. Yeah,
and the killers, you know, the killer, the parents actors, that were all being interviewed were fake and so forth came out of that. A lot of people started saying that. And then he was sued. Alex Jones was sued.
You'd be surprised how many emails, messages, things we've gotten over the years. People, they're like, I won't follow your ministry anymore because guess what? You won't...
You won't subscribe to this theory, this conspiracy theory.
You guys are shills for the government.
Well, guess what? Guess what? He was sued by some of the parents.
Oh yeah,
Adam Jones, and then he did it about face and changed
his
position.
Alex Jones,
then
not exactly.
So Jones changed his position on that and realized how outlandish it was, you know. But he had stated, "quote It was quote completely fake." End quote. That massacre, and then he changed his opinion later. But guess what? When you start saying things like that, I mean, that causes a lot of chaos. It causes a lot of people to think that, you know, they don't start looking at the real problems, you know. But does that mean we don't believe in conspiracies?
Yeah, just on a personal note, real quick, that happened locally here. We had a shooting right here in Thousand Oaks, and somebody came onto our page and said the whole thing didn't happen, it's fake. And I actually lost a close friend of mine that I knew for a number of years. I coached wrestling with him.
In that shooting, yeah.
In that shooting. I had I had at least three different people that I knew that were there that were literally shot at. And so when somebody says something like that.
You're referring to the borderline.
The borderline shooting in Thousand Oaks, yeah, that took place last year. When something like that is said, and people don't realize the ramifications of their statements sometimes by lack of research and simply watching a YouTube video and not looking into things. So I just wanted to touch on that because that I thought that one, and I even had somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody mailed something to, somehow they found out my parents' address and mailed it to me with no return address about this petition to expose the borderline shooting, you know.
Yeah, so we definitely, obviously if you follow our ministry, you can look at a lot of our videos. Conspiracy comes from Latin, a couple words that mean to breathe together. All it takes to have a conspiracy is two or more people to plan something nefarious in secret. Well, guess what? There's probably about 10,000 plus conspiracies going on as we talk. All you have to have is two people talking about, you know, a heist together, two people talking about jumping someone, two or more people. You have this in governments. You have this in corporations, you know, businesses. You have this, you know, at the highest levels of society. And I definitely believe there are definitely humans conspiring together. There's wicked people in high places and politicians and government leaders that conspire together. But we know also that my point is this, is, yeah, we see that going on. I point this out in some of my videos where there's people that are working together, but I can prove it. There's a big difference from saying, hey, these people are working together to pull this off, and you have documentation, you have evidence, than to just float an idea and say, hey, you know, the school shooting, those are just actors. Those parents are a bunch of phonies. Parents that just lost their kids. So what I look at is, and sometimes there's truth behind something, and you can prove, yeah, this is going on. And then what happens is there's these appendages, there's these additions to the story. And all of a sudden, you don't know the difference between, a lot of people don't know the difference between what's fact and what's fake. And as Christians of all people, lovers of truth, we need to make sure that we discern truth from error. We need to make sure that we're not bearing false witness. And God forbid, I mean, the scriptures talk about how, you know, when you teach, there's much speaking, and Ecclesiastes talks about, you know, where there's many words are not without sin. So we have to be very, very careful. I'm sure in the 1,000-plus messages I've given, I'm not perfect, so I'm sure there's got to be error in some of them, you know. I hope there's not error. I preach the truth as best I can, but I don't repeat things I read on the internet. I check things out, and I make sure they're true as best as I can, and because guess what? One of the commandments is not to bear false witness.
Amen.
So Christians of all people should be lovers of truth, steering away from bearing false witness. But I'll say this. Here's an example of a conspiracy theory that's not a conspiracy theory that has truth at its root, but becomes a theory that becomes truth mixed with error that people parrot all over. We see this all the time on our own videos. People in our videos will say, what about MKUltra? You know, this person's really innocent. They'll take an artist and they'll say, this person was kidnapped. You know, and the government did MKUltra on them, and they were given drugs, and they were kidnapped by the government when they were little kids, and they were brainwashed for years and years and years, and they were turned into a rock star. I mean, how many times have we seen that? And guess what happens there? All of a sudden, the perpetrator of wickedness is now off the hook. It's the government. That artist is really a great guy. Michael Jackson, he was really a wonderful guy. He was trying to expose MKUltra. You hear stuff like that.
Every time.
You know, it's bizarre. Mm. But guess what? You can go back, and guess what? It's true. The CIA... was using MKUltra, which was using LSD, and they had a program where they were giving people, not just those who agreed to experiment, they were slipping LSD to people, watching what would happen. They gave it, it's a very known case, which you don't have time to get into, done a whole thing on it in the past. They gave LSD secretly to one of their agents. They stuck another agent with that agent. Netflix did a movie on this recently. And he ends up throwing himself out a window, committing suicide. And his family was like, there's something wrong here. He was fine. Well, guess what? Later on, he had to be, you know, even a president weighed in that and said the government, you know, apologized for the government. And guess what? From that, though, and that's true, that happened. Those are wicked things. Don't trust the people in government. Trust Jesus. Don't trust any man, including me. Trust the Lord. Trust the word of God. Because we're saying, yeah, there are conspiracies going on. But then to extrapolate and say, Britney Spears was kidnapped by the government for several years, and she's a MKUltra victim, rather than realizing it's a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. You better have your armor on, because if you think it's just physical, it's just men, it's not demonic. And by the way, this gentleman that asked a question, he understands it's demonic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He understands that people are also being used. I don't know all his views, but he sounded pretty balanced, you know? But I'm saying there's some people that just want to write off the spiritual side of it, and they're not on guard. They're not having their head on a swivel. They're not being sober, being vigilant, understanding that the devil walks up as a real lion, seeking someone to devour. So this gets really dangerous on a practical level, and you become a false witness if you just parrot these ideas. And I'll tell you what, many of the people don't think it's spiritual at all. But I can, and we'll go through in a little bit, but there's a lot of conspiracies in the Bible that the Bible talks about.
Yeah, it's interesting, because we get a lot of different comments, especially on our YouTube channel, and it doesn't matter what video it is. Freddie Mercury, Ariana Grande, Adam Levine. One of the most common things I see on there is, oh, they're a tranny. They literally, every single person, yeah, I guess, to them is a tranny.
Every lady is really a guy, and every guy is really a girl.
And I've asked, like, what is the purpose of that? Like, could you say, what is the spiritual influence? Well, because then you're lusting after a man, and then you'll become gay. I'm like, if you're lusting, the Bible says, either regardless, cut your hand off, look at your eye. So I don't understand that logic behind every single time that someone is involved with anything. Ariana Grande, I'm not joking, Adam Levine, the Queen, you know, Freddie Mercury. Every one of those, if you go through the comments, you will find people, they're trannies. And it's like, guys, we have a spiritual enough problem here. Okay, the problem is the prince of power of the air is working through a son of disobedience. The problem is that you are yoking yourselves together and being unevenly yoked with non-believers. The problem is, over and over again, as you recognize, we are the temple of God, they are the temple of demons. Okay, so if we recognize it's a spiritual warfare, then we get our heads in the right place, renew our minds in the scripture, and have them obedient to Christ. And so that's a huge thing.
Yeah, so bottom line, the point I made was making there is that, hey, it's not behind these school shootings, it's not like there's a bunch of guys in the room saying, hey, you know what? Let's orchestrate and pull out the strings here and do a fake school shooting. Not that that can happen, and not that that won't happen. I'm just saying that that's not typically the case, and that was my point there. However, I will say this. You can't read the Bible and not believe in conspiracies. So do I believe in conspiracies? Yes and no. I believe there's some legitimate conspiracies. They're very real, and that's a big part of what's going on in the fabric of deception that we live in. Also, I believe there's a lot of things that are spiritual. I know before I was a Christian, when I was given over to the enemy, I was channeling lyrics from demons. I didn't conspire with one person, you know? I mean, one other lost person wrote a song with me. But otherwise, and we didn't like get together, like, you know, I wrote a very devilish song and he put some finishing touches on it. But I wrote all my other songs by myself, and I didn't conspire. But guess what? Demonic entities were conspiring with me. They were using me as a piece of meat. I didn't know what was going on until later. But let me give you a few of the biblical examples of conspiracies. As early as the book of Genesis. From Genesis to Revelation, you see conspiracies. Okay? If you don't think there's conspiracies at all, or that they're not going on, then you're not reading the Bible, and you're not aware of what's going on around you. In the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 18, Joseph's brothers conspire against him. We all know the story. Most of us know the story. To kill him in hope that they could gain, you know, influence and power and wealth with their father. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 8, Sanballat and Tobiah, this is after they come back into the land and they're going to rebuild the walls and so forth, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and so forth, they conspire with Sanballat and Tobiah against Nehemiah. Very clear. And Nehemiah has a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. And he's building the wall. And that's a good picture of what we need to be. We need to have the sword in one hand, battling the enemy. It's a very real battle. And we need to have the trial on the other hand. We need to be building a God's kingdom, leading more people to Jesus. In Psalm chapter 2, it talks about how the nations plot together against Christ, against the king, against his son. And they plot together. They conspire together. That's a great picture of the end times, saying, let us throw off our fetters. Let us join together. They want to fight against him. Psalm 83, it talks about various nations, which tend to be, if you look at Psalm 83, Islamic nations now, who will bind together and plot together and say, let us join together. Yeah. They'll say, let us join together. Yeah. Let us join together and wipe out Israel, you know? And by the way, you don't think Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, and about 50 other Muslim groups aren't conspiring to end Israel? It's happening all the time. Daniel chapter 6, we see different officials conspiring together to destroy Daniel, to condemn him, to have him condemned. In Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, it says, the Lord said to me, a conspiracy, it says in the Bible, a conspiracy exists among the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned their back on the iniquities of their forefathers, and it goes on and on. Jeremiah 18:18, come, let us make plots against Jeremiah. Let us strike him a little further down. Let us strike him down with the tongue. Let us pay attention not pay attention to any of his words. Ezekiel, you have the prophets and the priests conspire together in chapter 22. In Acts chapter 23, the Jewish leaders conspire against Paul the apostle. They want to have him killed. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 38 and following, in one of Jesus' parables, he talks about the farmer tenants and how they would conspire against the son. And by the way, we read in Matthew 26:4 and 27:1 that the Pharisees and the religious leaders, they conspired against Jesus. You know, on and on and on. And you go to the end of the book of Revelation, the end of the Bible, chapter 17, 10 kings have one mind to give their power to the Antichrist, to fight Christ at his second coming. And by the way, I've studied secret societies. I've studied these guys.
I was
going to
ask you about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were.
Yeah, no, I had written that down. It's very interesting because I remember going on the streets and sharing the gospel, and I ran into a Scientologist. And after trying to, I mean, it's literally, if you guys have ever shared the gospel with Scientologists, it's like nailing jelly to a wall, right? It can be really frustrating because they don't want to get back to objective truth. They will say, oh yeah, Jesus is the Messiah for you, and that's fine. And so I was getting so frustrated, and I was talking to this guy for a very long time. And then towards the end of it, I asked, well, I didn't know it was going to be the end of it. I said, how do you feel about the fact, and I had learned from they sold their souls to rock and roll, and it also, that's where I had learned that. And I was like, how do you feel about, you know, L. Ron Hubbard pushing the mission of Satanist Aleister Crowley? And he said, okay, we're done here, and walked away. And he's like, I've been a, you know, Scientologist for 30 years, blah, 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 and walked away. He didn't want to talk anymore. And maybe you could talk to that, because I had written that down, Scientology, Aleister Crowley, because I remember when we were watching some of the, because Scientology, a lot of people, boom, they've kind of been hammered over the last couple years with Leah Remini coming out of it and some of the stuff, you know, Katie Holmes running away from Tom Cruise, hiding in the middle of the night, getting away from him with their child. So maybe talk a little bit about the connection there, because there is some conspiracy that goes on.
Oh, definitely.
Susan Atkins,
definitely.
And a number of things.
Yeah, my own personal experiences with interviewing Susan Atkins, who was convicted of 9 of the Manson murders. My wife and I interviewed her a number of times at the prison. You know, and it's interesting, just answer when you mentioned that specific ordeal, and I hadn't heard that specific thing you went through, but tying it with conspiracies, this is actually a very good case point to make regarding how conspiracies can have people that are working together, can have people that are being duped within their own ranks, and the spiritual realm is at work within these guys as well in ways that are beyond even their knowledge. Because this is kind of an interesting issue, because when I interviewed Susan Atkins, you know, she'd let us know, and we knew this, but she worked with Anton LaVey at the Church of Satan, in fact, and they sold their souls. Even before we interviewed her, we showed pictures of her with Anton LaVey coming out of a coffin in one of their satanic masses and so forth. And then when I interviewed her, she had mentioned things about how they certainly do sacrifices there, and she said that she even saw some of the blood from one of the sacrifices in Anton's refrigerator. And she said she got a headache, she was very dizzy, and she went in the house. They let her in the house because she hadn't been in the house before, and they got her some water, and she saw these jars of blood. Now, whether these were just blood that was taken from an animal or what, we don't know, but she said they were used for the sacrifices. What's interesting, how does she end up with Charles Manson? She's in, you know, on California Street. I believe it was California Street, Church of Satan was. She's working with Anton LaVey. She's like 19 years old or so, a kid during the hippie movement. All of a sudden, she ends up at Spahn Ranch, which isn't far from where we live, up there, Box Canyon, or beyond Box Canyon and so forth, following Charles Manson. How does that happen? And then she tells me that, now, by the way, Charles Manson was a former Scientologist. Moorhead, who was the follow, or the leader of the Process, you know, the Process was a satanic organization who claimed to follow Jesus and Satan, and that Jesus and Satan were one, or two different people, but they were in one purpose, and Satan was just the avenging angel for Jesus, and Moorhead was an ex-Scientologist, starting his own religion called the Process. Guess what? Charles Manson got into Scientology when he was in prison, you know, and he was into Moorhead. And when he went to prison for the Manson murders, two Process members, because he talked about the Process, he said, me and the Process leader said are one. Then he got a visit by two, according to Bugliosi, who wrote Helter Skelter, he got a visit from two of these Process members, and he never spoke of them again. Interesting. What's interesting, now, back up a little bit, or fast forward from times of Charles Manson, we're interviewing Susan Atkins. She tells Lisa and I, she tried to escape once, and she left the Spahn Ranch, and she was, got away. And she was excited because she was just too distraught. She tried to get away. And all of a sudden, she was hitchhiking, and a car picked her up. And the car drove her right back to Charles Manson. And the guy was talking all about Scientology. And as they're talking, I guess she got a cut in the conversation before she knew it. She opened the door and said, that's where you need to go. And was there demons involved in that? I mean, what in the world's going on there? I mean, I know Charles Manson just whipped out his cell phone. Not that he didn't have a landmine somewhere, but just crazy stuff, right? So then I'm at a conference, not a conference, I'm hearing Sean Keith speak, a gentleman who left Scientology, and he does a lot of speaking about the E-meter and stuff like that, just the basic stuff you hear in Scientology. And I was hoping to get into the deeper stuff, so at the end of his message, I raised my hand and go, are you familiar with, you know, L. Ron Hubbard's son wrote a book called, you know, L. Ron Hubbard and the Messiah Madman, and there's a chapter in there called L. Ron Hubbard and the Beast, and it's all about him talking about how his dad would take him to hear Aleister Crowley speak and had his cassette tapes and so forth. And he was a follower of Aleister Crowley, and he shows many of the parallels between Crowleyism and Scientology. Crowley, by the way, told his initiates to spawn other religions that would push these ideas, which is kind of what he was doing.
And, not kind of.
You know? Scientology is not as blatant, but it's there.
Yeah, amen.
So he said, hey, I'll talk to you afterwards. He goes, yeah, I'm really familiar with that. He goes, but I didn't want to get into that, you know. And I think, oh, he's part of the conspiracy. He won't talk about the deeper things, you know. Although I was kind of, you know, like, oh, why not? And then he says, you know what? I'm going to mail to you something that was given to me by a clerk friend of mine when I left there that was addressed to OT8 only, which is like a 33 degree Mason in Masonry, highest operative thetans, you know. And sure enough, he sends it to me a couple weeks later, you know. It's 3 pages plus long. And it's basically L. Ron Hubbard saying, hey, there's going to be this macabre landing, and it's going to be these aliens that are come and try to destroy humanity. He goes, but you know what? Really, they've put engrams in people, and they've inspired the Bible, these aliens. And the book of Revelation is really the mission of Antichrist. The book of Revelation is about us, because we're the enemies of this alien invasion, and we have one fleeting chance to derail the second coming of Christ, which is really an alien invasion. And it's outlined in the book Revelation, and we're the mission of Antichrist, and we need to fulfill this to derail the second coming of Christ. I'm reading this, I'm like, yep. Yeah. You know, tell me there's not conspiracies. Don't tell me there's not people working together. I mean, he worked with Jack Parsons, you know. I was going to say Alan Parsons, the artist, but no, that would be way out there. But he worked with Jack Parsons. There's one of the creator on Dark Side of the Moon is named after Jack Parsons. He was a big part of JPL, founder of JPL, rocket scientist, rocket fuel scientist. Was it CBS or ABC? One of these groups just did a whole series on his outlandish life. And he was a Satanist. He's a follower of Aleister Crowley. You could type in Jack Parsons, The Antichrist. There's a book online that he wrote about the coming Antichrist. And he and guess who? L. Ron Hubbard were trying to, they got a hold of a Scarlet Woman, as they called her. And it was Jack Parsons' woman, his girlfriend. And they're trying to produce a moonchild. Like an Antichrist type, you know? And guess what? L. Ron Hubbard stole his girlfriend. They, you know, they broke up their relationship. Jack Parsons ends up blowing up in a rocket experiment, you know? Surprise, surprise. Not shocked. But guess what? There's a lot of crazy things there. But guess what? These are tangible things, you know? These are, but guess what? I have to say, some of the things I know for sure are facts. Do I know that Susan Atkins was working with Anton LaVey? For sure. Do I know that her story is true about her fleeing and then a Scientologist, you know? I don't make a doctrine about it. It's just things. These are things I heard that are part of a story that some of these things may or may not be totally true.
And then when they link up with other evidence that you have, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, but when you link it up, it's like, okay, that's very persuasive. But that's just something I share. I don't have a video where I talk about all this because guess what? I want to stick with things I can prove beyond a shadow of doubt. Can I show that? Can I show that Scientology is affecting a lot of people, then L. Ron Hubbard was into Aleister Crowley? Absolutely. That's the stuff I show in my videos. I have his son on audio, and there's a video of him too I've seen that I didn't put in the video, where he's talking about how his dad being a full-blown follower of Aleister Crowley. We have audio of L. Ron Hubbard talking about his good friend Aleister Crowley, the great beast who signs his name 666, you know? So that's what we need to go with, things that we can prove. We have to be very, very careful when we share things that may or may not be true. And we need to be very careful when we show things that we have no idea if they're true, as though they're fact.
Yeah, I think I'm so glad I went into that and asked that. We weren't planning that, but I remember hearing that story when we were discussing Scientology, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. And the reason why it's incredible is because, once again, the evidences that coincide with that. And you're talking about an eyewitness testimony who said, this happened to me. Okay, so it is corroborated story that goes along with evidence that we've found over the years, over and over again. When we simply just make statements, oh, well, somebody died, so he must have known what was going on. I'm telling you, every article that we did, whether it was Michael Jackson, Prince, Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, every single one of them that died, I'm telling you, I have an email, I have a text, I have something. Well, don't you know that he was just about to expose these wicked, you know, without evidence. Without evidence. When everyone, I mean, most of them are drug addicts and drunks, and some of them are pedophiles, and proven, pretty much.
There is a vast demonic conspiracy in the spiritual world. There are many humans that are caught up in these conspiracies. There are many times people that are working together, right? Being imbibed by these entities and so forth, right? But when you look at the evidence and we talk about all these things, we need to be very, very careful because you don't want to repeat a story and say, or repeat something that, let me give you a couple of scriptures. I just think this would be a good way to, you know, as we're getting toward the end of the show, I think everybody needs to heed these scriptures. Isaiah 8:12, I love this. This is what the Lord says to me, with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls conspiracy. You catch that? Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not dread it. Then he goes, I love this. And by the way, keep in mind, there was a conspiracy we're talking about that was happening. Okay? The kingdom of Judah, but the northern kingdom is what Isaiah is dealing with, the 10 tribes to the north. They're being ready to be taken over. They're going to be under assault. People were talking about it. But guess what? People were making all kinds of extra conspiracy theories about it and everything else. And then he says this in verse 13, the Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. In other words, guess what happens? When people get all caught up in just focusing on conspiracies, but not the Lord Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? They're going to take their eyes off of Jesus, and we've seen many people fall away. So it's important that we get this, that we understand that, you know what, I can't be all caught up in conspiracies. I'll be caught up in Jesus, and I need to see what conspiracies fit with the Word of God that are vouchsafed by the Word of God and are actually happening. Repudiate them and stand on the rock of Jesus. Then you'll be on safe ground.
Amen. Not call whatever the world calls conspiracy, make sure that the Lord is your dread. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. To learn more about the ministry, please visit us at goodfight.org, where we feature articles, videos, and life-changing resources on DVD and CD. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us in continuing to deliver powerful biblical content, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.